Well, with the possibility of Trump TV, a Trump network, who knows, on the horizon, another media outlet shutters its site. Just days after Univision announced that it was acquiring Gawker Media for $135 million, news came that Gawker.com will cease to exist beginning next week after 14 years of operation on the web. The news comes 4 months after billionaire investor Peter Thiel bankrolled a lawsuit brought by celebrity wrestler Hulk Hogan, who sued Gawker for publishing clips of his sex tape. The suit was initially brought in 2012 and settled this March when a jury awarded Hogan more than $140 million, and that bankrupted Gawker. Ed Claris is founding partner of Claris Law and a former general counsel for The New Yorker. He joins me now. Ed, welcome.
Thank you.
$140 million was a bankruptcy. Gawker still has assets, of course. They were scooped up. But were you surprised that Gawker.com decided to go away?
I was. I was disappointed. You know, the Gawker.com has developed a reputation for being a good news site overall, with making some pretty significant, drastic mistakes over the course of the last few years. But to see a place like that go under is a sad, sad day, I think, for the overall media ecosystem.
So the mistakes we should just put on the table, because there's some schadenfreude involved in Gawker going away. Not only was the Hulk Hogan sex tape an issue, there was the outing of a Condé Nast editor for being gay some years ago, a decision that Gawker actually reversed and took down the story, said that they regretted going with that story. But what is this case to you? Is it primarily a case about press freedom? Is it about accountability being exacted on a gossip site that went too far? What's this about?
Well, I think from a long-term point of view, it's not just about showing 9 seconds of sex between Hulk Hogan and Bubba Clem's wife. It's not about that small issue. It's more about what does a case that resulted in a $140 million jury verdict do to the overall media ecosystem in terms of how they push stories. This is a privacy case, but it's a very scary little tale around what happens when you make people angry. And Peter Thiel is very angry, and he bankrolled this case. He was willing to spend whatever it took to take them down. Hulk Hogan.
We should add Peter Thiel, one of the co-founders of PayPal. That's where he got all those billions.
Right.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, obviously a very public figure who's made his living, you know, acting as a wrestler and as an actor. He's been very public about things that are incredibly private to other people. He's talked about the length of his member. He's talked about his sex life. He's done all sorts of things that would make you think that this wouldn't be as offensive as he said it was. So it's not really necessarily about that. It's about whether this is going to chill newsrooms around the country.
And a lot of people in the news business, of course, have cringed at the idea of a billionaire with an axe to grind coming after a media outlet because he doesn't like them and he can bankroll somebody else's grievance.
That's right. And I've been in many a newsroom where I've had to give newsroom advice, both at ABC and The New Yorker. And what happens is that reporters want to know, what does this mean to me? And they also want to know, am I going to be defended by this organization that I work for? And is this organization going to go out of business and will I lose my job? So they're going to listen really hard to this. And the message that they'll take away is, I shouldn't make people angry. And by not making people angry, there's a great chance that good stories won't be told.
All right. We don't want those reporters and editors. They should not be intimidated by this. I'll say that right now. So you've also sat in the room with publishers and owners and editors in chief and giving them advice. What's their reaction to this? They look at the bottom line as well. I hope none of those reporters in the end are actually intimidated. But what about their bosses?
Bosses are changing the way they look at news. It used to be that you would have great investigations. The days of Watergate pushing the envelope and the Pentagon Papers, again, pushing the envelope, are somewhat gone. When I was in the broadcast business helping producers make hidden camera investigations, there was a day in the late 90s when those were de rigueur. You wanted to see through the video camera what was wrong with a certain company. These days, hidden cameras don't exist really. Why? Not because there's been big judgments, but because there have been big lawsuits. Lawsuits scare newsrooms.
And people know it. So it might be going too far to say we're entering a new era, but are we, where intimidation or or billionaires with the money to file big lawsuits are the new enforcers of media ethics?
Well, I don't know if this is a trend, but it could be. I think that Gawker and Denton really pissed people off. Not many people are around anymore to do so. You look back on the days of spy and you look back on the days of ambush journalism. Journalism has gotten to be a lot tamer generally overall. It's all about volume. It's not about depth. And it's not about trying to bring down the big corporate greed or bad guys as much as others.
For whatever else Gawker.com was, gossip site, Disturber, definitely a piece of independent media that is now going by the wayside thanks to the efforts of a billionaire crusader. Ed Claris, founding partner of Claris Law, former general counsel for The New Yorker. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
We'll be right back.